Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County is in studio with us this Friday morning with a great news hound who has the best name right now, Snowcone.
Snowcone. And the SPCA will take credit for that name. We named this dog Snowcone. This was a transfer from the City of Buffalo Animal Shelter. And, of course, our staff went in, and this was one of those dogs that seemed, this is a first indication of what I'm going to say, seemed to be very in tune with watching us, watching our signals, trying to communicate with us in a different way. We brought the dog back to the SPCA, and we're doing the visual evaluations. And what we realized is this dog probably has some level of a hearing impairment. We've talked about deaf animals before and the different bond or the different connection you can often have with these animals because they are really relying on you and your movements, your nonverbal communication. They're relying on you for every bit of communication. Pair that with this dog being very food motivated. Now you have a dog that you're capable of forming a very different type of bond with this animal who is so reliant on you for communication, plus very food motivated, watching you for every cue, every bit of communication. There's just a different bond that is often present when we're talking with hearing impaired or deaf animals.
Oh, it's same goes for, some of us who, my wife, all the time says, hey, why can't you hear me?
Selective, yes. Yeah. Maybe that's what's going on with Snowcone. Maybe he's just brilliant.
Yeah. My wife's used to it with me. I'm used to it with the kids. And you can be used to it with Snowcone, who is a great-looking dog, too, if you see the photo at your SPCA at WBEN. Just kind of looks like he's... You know, it almost should be in one of those sad commercials. He's like longing for someone to adopt him.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he's ready. Like I said, when they're food motivated, you also have some training capabilities that may not be present if an animal is not as food motivated. Because now the animal will really listen to you. If they know that little reward, that little piece of a hot dog or that little special treat is coming, there are animals who are so much more trainable when they're that food motivated.
Training can be so important, right, for
yes.
a dog.
Oh, yeah. And we're working right now with Kim Sauer over at Sit and Stay. So if you adopt an animal in June, it might be extended. That's the spoiler. But $50 off training classes as well at the SPCA on Wednesday nights.
Ooh. We were just talking before coming on here about, because the 4th is coming up, we were mentioning that, you know, this weekend you probably expect to hear a lot of fireworks across Western New York. Can be a stressful time for dogs and dog owners who know that they have some dogs who might freak out a little bit when the fireworks go flying.
If you have an animal who is petrified during a thunderstorm, be ready for that animal to be petrified. If you are near an area, not just major fireworks displays, but if you're near an area where those little pops are going off all the time down the street, it's going to start. We know it's already started on our street. Be careful, because those animals, make sure that there's some form of identification, because some animals, in that fear, their first inclination is to bolt, to just flee, to get away, just like they want to do during thunderstorms. Their little worlds are coming to an end as far as they're concerned, and sometimes it's that fight or flight. They're aware on some level it's nothing they can fight, so their first instinct is flight. You want to make sure that you can be reunited with your pet, especially if that happens. It only takes a moment for that door to be open and for the animal to bolt.
And don't bring your dog to some kind of an environment where they might be shooting off fireworks, right?
That's right. You don't want to do that. And some people will say, well, I'll bring my dog to the display, but I'll put my dog in the car during the fireworks, because on paper, maybe that makes sense, but now we're talking a very warm day. Chances are the windows aren't even going to be open, and even with the windows open, your dog could start suffering heat stroke. Plus, think of an animal who is in that state of panic trying to escape the car now because of that desire to flee whatever those noises are. It's just dangerous all the way around. Distract them at home. Put on a sound that the animal is familiar with, TV, radio. Give the animal some sense of stability, something that they're used to every day. If possible, keep somebody home with the pet.
That's always a good idea. Mine are in the kitchen. You know, they're locked up. You're not getting away anywhere. You know where you are. Lay in your bed.
Yeah.
Try not to
freak out. It's a familiar setting.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of having the TV on or something that could distract some of that noise. or buffer it a little bit.
There are some people who swear by thunder shirts, and we've talked about those thunder shirts before. It's based on the theory that compression reduces stress. Some animals, they don't respond whatsoever. But those vests, those compression garments, sometimes that will lower an animal's stress. People have found tremendous success during thunderstorms. One of Bethany's dogs really responds. When those thunder shirts are on, people will really start looking for those around this time of year, and it has been proven scientifically to lower the stress of some animals.
Do you sell them at the Petique?
We used to. We don't sell them there anymore, but they are available at many pet supply shops and, of course, online.
Wondering if you can get the word out with all your animal friends to the rabbits to stay out of my backyard.
I feel like we have to put out an all-points bulletin on that one.
My dog's got another one this week, and they just don't learn.
Wow.
I thought they'd spread like the word, like the rabbit communication would go pretty far.
The newsletter?
Yeah, they'd see like
stay away from Mazurowski.
They'd see like 10 or 20 child or motherless rabbits going around. They'd be like, stay out of that yard.
No,
doesn't work.
They don't communicate with each other.
Clean them up all.
I guess your dogs are pretty fast, huh? They must be.
They're athletic. They are athletic, and they pounce. And they'll catch you by surprise. They run out of that thing like the horses at the Kentucky Derby out of my back door. It's like ridiculous.
Really?
Well, it's part of who they are. And people want to get mad at the dogs, but they think they're doing their jobs. It's what they were bred for, especially your breeds.
Yeah.
You're a mixed breeds, yeah.
They'll, anyone who tries to get in.
They think they're doing the right thing.
Rabbit, person.
So you can't really, you can't scold them.
No, that's a prey drive. They were born that way.
Yeah, they're ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, if you want a more tame, I would say, dog who is just looking for someone to love, Snow Cone, that's for you.
Yeah.
Check out the photo at WBEN at your SPCA.